Welcome to the Weekly Insight Podcast, where we break down the noise of the week and help you understand the psychology of the markets with your host, Andrew Doerr at Insight Wealth Group.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining me on the latest edition of the Weekly Insight Podcast. As usual, I'm your host, Andrew Doerr. I thank you for taking a little bit out of your day to listen to us and hear what's going on in the markets, in the economy. Before we dive in, just want to remind everyone the same thing we say every week. What you're about to hear today should not be construed as individual investment advice, but you should instead take it to your financial advisor and see how it might apply to you. So let's dive in. Happy 4th of July. Happy birthday, America. I'm a pretty patriotic guy. I love this holiday. I think this is such a special time, not only to spend time with family. I hope everyone had the opportunity to do that this weekend, but it's also a special time to remember what happened 246 years ago, because what they did 246 years ago, 56 guys sitting in a room, really changed the course of human history. It's hard to feel connected to that bravery, but we're gonna take some time today to delve into what's changed in the last 246 years. I want to zoom out on the world a little bit and see how it might impact our thinking on the world today. Because 246 years ago, those guys pledged, and I'll quote them, "Mutually pledged to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor." That seems a far reach from the type of attitude we think of when we think of our leaders today, doesn't it? Seems a little bit different than whatever the latest tweet about the latest manufactured crisis might be. And our nation right now seems a bit aflame. I think as I talk to my clients who lived through the 60s, it seems to remind them a little bit of that. We've got inflation right now. We've got congressional hearings about an insurrection. We have controversial Supreme Court decisions. You name it. People are feeling pretty down right now. In fact, there was an AP poll released this week that showed that 85% of U.S. adults said the country was on the wrong track. What was probably more stunning about that data is that 78% of Democrats and 92% of Republicans both agreed on that issue. Finally, something we can agree upon, right? They may not agree what the right track is, but at least they agree we're not on it. But longtime listeners of this podcast know that while I actually think the politics plays a great deal in the outcome of the market and the economy, or more particularly governance plays a big deal in that, we're not here to make political points. I'm not here to make hay on political issues. We're just not going to delve into that. While I certainly have my opinions on it, I look at it and say my job is to make people money. I don't care what the politicians are saying or how people are feeling about that. I do for my own life. But in terms of what it means to make money in this economy, I don't think that my opinion really matters. But how people feel about these issues today, their sentiment is incredibly important because it impacts the choices that they make with their money. That in turn impacts the performance of your portfolio. I think that's one of the things that's most frustrating to me today, because sentiment, how people feel, and facts have diverged to a level that I don't think I've ever seen in my nearly 20 years in this business. Why? Pretty simple. Today, right now, whatever day you're listening to this, today is quite simply the most prosperous, safe, and healthy time to be alive in human history ever. That statement seems way different than what you hear on the news, doesn't it? It doesn't seem like what you're reading online or seeing on Twitter, but the fact of the matter is, it's accurate. And we're going to spend some time this week to talk about that data because I want to reset people's expectations. I've talked before, I remember we had a conversation about fear and greed, and we were talking about the evolution of man and the amygdala and why we were designed to be more focused on fear, because back in the day we had to run from wild animals. And we've come a long ways as humans since that time that we were living in caves. But there has been an absolutely stunning, statistical, data-driven, you can see this change in how we live in the 250 years since those 56 men signed the Declaration of Independence. When that document was written, the global average life expectancy was slightly below 30 years of age. That means fully half of all humans that were born in 1746 were dead by the time the Declaration of Independence was signed. Today, world life expectancy is over 70 years. And that's not just because of massive changes in rich countries. Even in Africa, the continent of Africa, which I don't think anyone would disagree, is statistically the poorest continent in the world. Even there, average life expectancy is now nearly 65 years of age. Okay, so we live longer. It's not just age. The worldwide economy has exploded. And by the way, there are going to be charts on all of this data on our weekly insight memo, which is linked in the show notes. I'd encourage you to go look at it because when you see this visually, it's stunning. But the global GDP back in the late 1700s was well less than $1 trillion. Today, it's over $100 trillion. The economy has exploded. Great. That's awesome. But rich people are just getting richer, right, Andrew? No. Extreme poverty has collapsed in the last two centuries. 200 years ago, in 1820, 94% of the world's population lived in what was deemed extreme poverty. So what is extreme poverty? That is calculated as living on $2 a day or less in today's dollars, inflation adjusted. Back in 1820, that would have been, I have no idea, but let's say 2 pennies or less. But in 1820, 200 years ago, 94% of the human population around the world lived in extreme poverty. Today, that number is 9.6%. It's flipped, completely flipped and reversed in the last 200 years. All at a time, by the way, while world population was expanding rapidly. Okay, so we're healthier, we're wealthier, but man, it just sure seems like there's a lot of conflict in the world, right? A lot of violence, scary, people are getting hurt, right? Statistically, no. Statistically, the number of wars happening in the world today has dropped dramatically. Especially one of the things we measure is great powers wars, because back in the day there was a lot of state-on-state conflict. Today that number is basically zero for great powers. Now we have the Russia-Ukraine thing. Russia would technically probably be deemed to be a great power still today, but Ukraine would not. But the number of big wars that are happening around the world has basically evaporated. We haven't seen a true big war around the world since Vietnam. And, okay, Andrew, there's probably a whole lot of smaller conflicts that are causing a whole bunch of death and destruction. Wrong. The number of deaths in state-based conflicts worldwide has dropped dramatically over the last 100 years as well. And all of this has happened at a time when literacy and education has exploded in the world. 200 years ago, when the Declaration of Independence was signed, fully 88, 89, I don't know from the chart, it's close, percent of the world population was illiterate, couldn't read. Today, that number is close to 10%. Again, just like with wealth and extreme poverty, the number of people who have gone from being illiterate to literate has flipped in the last 200 years. And that's just a sample of the data, folks. There's an excellent book called Enlightenment Now by Steven Pinker that I would encourage you to check out. It really delves into this scenario in much greater detail. But the simple truth is this. By nearly every measurable statistic trend, the world today is safer, healthier, better educated, and wealthier than at any time in human history. Yeah, there are blips. COVID was a blip, right? I mean, we killed 1 million Americans in COVID. That certainly probably brought our life expectancy numbers down a little bit. Ukraine is a blip. First land war we've seen in Europe in 60, 70, 80 years. That's going to have an impact on the data once that data is in. But these are on the margins. These issues are on the margins. We are light years away from where we were 100 or 200 or 1,000 or 2,000 years ago. And it's hard for us as humans, right? We don't think in 100 or 200 or 1,000 year blocks because our lives won't even last that long in most cases. So it's really hard to think big picture when it comes to this, but we have to. Because I think it's very notable that the majority of these changes, the majority of the changes in these data sets began not long after 56 dudes walked into a room and changed the course of history. They did it by being so bold as to claim that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Well, statistically speaking, they freaking nailed it. Our ability as human beings today to achieve life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness has skyrocketed in the last 246 years. But there's a vast difference between the pursuit of happiness and the achievement of it. I think we all know that. As you know, it's in our nature to constantly be moving those goalposts. Just because we have that car and then we want that house, just because we have that freedom, we want more freedom, right? We're always striving for more, and that's wonderful. It's hard for us to feel satiated. It's hard for us to feel happy with what we've gotten. But even with the moving goalposts, I mean, the goalposts moved for those guys, right? 246 years ago, the Declaration of Independence only applied to white landowning men. Today, certainly has not been perfected, but it applies to everyone in this country. So while not perfect, we're continuing to improve in this process. So what does this have to do with the markets and the economy, Andrew? Why in the heck are we talking about worldwide poverty rates 250 years ago? I wanted to remind you of the base case. I wanted to remind you that the base case is good. The long-term trend for human achievement is positive. Sentiment still matters in the short term. And sentiment sucks right now. But sentiment is not the long-term trend. Unless you believe that a millennia or two millennia or three millennia worth of data is going to be reversed in the next few months or years, there is a reason to have a high level of confidence in what the future might hold. And, you know, frankly as well, on this almost birthday of America, I still think that there's significant reason to be proud of this shining city on the hill. We may not get it right every time, but the example that those guys set 246 years ago has led to freedom and prosperity on levels the world has never known, and it's getting better every day, and we shouldn't be ashamed of that. So just remember, the base case today, the base case is good. The short term, eh, but the long term, we're going to be all right. So with that, we'll wrap it up. If you have any questions or would like to discuss this further, give us a call at 515-273-1333, or you can always visit us on the website at www.insightwealthgroup.com. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
Securities offered through Arete Wealth Management, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC, NFA. Investment advisory services offered through Arete Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment firm.